Welcome to Worms Are a Myth, an outdoorsy podcast brought to you by Whale Shark Adventure Co. I'm Christian.
And I'm Carrie.
And today, we're pooping.
Yep.
We're not actually pooping that you know of, but we're talking about poop in the woods.
And other hygiene things.
But mostly the poop.
Well, it's also like other things. But we'll start with poop. So, we all poop.
We all poop.
Fun fact.
And you got to do it when you're in the woods.
Yeah.
Just because you're outside doesn't mean you don't got poop.
I one time read an article about this guy who just was so uncomfortable about pooping in the woods that he would go on like a 5-day backpacking trip and just wouldn't poop.
That's not healthy.
No. And I can't imagine he was a happy camper like for any of that.
That's not healthy.
Because you get like grumpy.
Yeah, and it backs you up, and then you don't want to eat, and then you get stomach aches, and you can't,
you're like burning calories because you're backpacking.
Yeah, and there's, just poop, people, just listen, you gotta poop. We'll tell you how.
So, the most important thing about pooping in the woods is being able to leave no trace.
Yes.
Which, what does that mean, Christian? Elaborate.
Leaving the place the same or better than you found it, so that no one knows that you were ever there.
And why that's important is because we all want to enjoy the woods for as long as possible. And if people are going into the woods and leaving trash or, you know, like pooping everywhere and like whatever, it leaves it a way worse place than you ever found it. And it ruins it for the people who want to go in the future.
No one wants to walk by and see toilet paper and a pile of shit on the ground.
Right. It's just not a time that you want to be a part of at all. Because I've seen it. I've seen it in national parks and I've seen it other places. And
it's everywhere.
It's just not, it's not cool.
It's even in places you don't expect it to be.
It's just, it's really not a good time. So, we decided for this episode to go over what you'll need, how to do it, best case scenario, suggestions for packing out, stuff that you need to pack out. And then after that, we'll talk about, for the ladies, your feminine hygiene needs. And then we're going to talk about, like, just brushing your teeth and other kind of...
basic hygiene.
Yeah, basic hygiene stuff. So
there's a couple things you'll need.
Yep.
When you go into the woods to do what nature needs to be done.
Oh, that was such a missed opportunity for a joke. You should have said to do the do.
To do the do.
Because, oh, God, what a missed opportunity.
You're going to need yourself a trowel, and that's going to be a tiny shovel, like a little gnome-sized shovel. For your poops, but it's not for your poops.
Yeah.
It's for pooping.
But it should never, ever, ever touch poop.
And that is lesson number one. The trowel is to dig a cat hole that you will poop into, but don't touch the poop with the shovel.
Yeah. So what you'll need, trowel, toilet paper or leaves or like a bath wipe, but know what your leaves are. Hand sanitizer, because it's very, very important to make sure that you're not getting any kind of bacteria from your waste.
And it's, likely that you might poop and then cook yourself dinner.
Yeah.
Or your buddy dinner.
And nobody wants that. And then...
As the buddy of someone else, I don't want your poop in my dinner.
No. And lastly, a Ziploc bag to pack out your toilet paper. And I'll flesh that out a little bit because that's not always relevant, but we'll go over it.
You'll flesh it out a little bit?
Stop.
I was just making up for the last joke that I missed.
So, where do you want to poop? The locale. What's the ideal location? Well, we'll tell you.
You're going to want to be 200 feet from any given water source. And, you don't want to be right in front of where people are going to be walking up on you on the trail. And also you don't want to poop on the trail because that's not very courteous.
And you don't want to poop near your, like, too close to your tent site because it's weird. So just like 200
that's
feet.
That's it, because it's weird.
Because it's weird. 200 feet away from any given water source and then just common sense. Again, reiterating how to use the trowel. It should never, ever touch your poop.
Yeah.
Ever. So, it should be clean enough besides like dirt that you could eat off of it. Okay.
So your cat hole or your poo hole or your nature toilet.
Oh my God.
whatever you want to call it. It's going to be 6 to 8 inches deep, 4 to 6 wide. And that's going to be depending on how big your dump is.
Something I actually wrote down, everybody.
But just, if you're feeling backed up, You know, maybe spend some time, dig yourself a little bit bigger hole. Yeah. And if you feel like it's just going to be like a little, then,
oh my God,
you know, maybe.
Yeah. And then you're going to do your business.
Something that's not going, the hole is not going to be uncovered by
someone rain walking
or
by
erosion or yeah. Someone, exactly.
It needs to be deep enough that it can decompose in the earth.
So then you can squat. You can use the thighs. You can find a tree to hold yourself up against. There's, you know, find your technique.
I'm a fan of holding on to a tree.
Yeah, it's good.
It's
yeah.
Nice. And there's the squat, and then there's also, have you seen that video? This may seem racist, I promise it's not. It's an actual term, but it's called the Asian squat. And it's like...
No, I haven't. What is that? Elaborate.
So, like, the squat, as we would imagine it, the American squat, is, like, just you squat with your heels up. You know how, like, you squat on the balls of your feet?
Okay.
And then your heels are, like, up and you're balancing like that?
I didn't know I was a nationalist in the way that I pooped.
I'm just telling you that this isn't specifically to pooping. This is just a thing that is a thing.
Okay,
I promise.
Go on.
And then the Asian squat is your feet are flat. So your hips are a little bit wider and your feet are flat. And I don't understand how to balance like that. I can't figure it out. So I've just not done it. But it like decreases fatigue in your legs. Yeah.
I have never heard of that.
Fun fact.
Wow.
Look it up, kids.
All right. I do know that you have a better time pooping, mm-hmm. as it were. When you squat lower to the ground, it opens up your intestines. Mm-hmm. And makes your muscles more relaxed.
Yeah.
Which
that's just true across the board. That's why people have like squatty potties and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's why it's actually harder to, or people find it harder to poop in public because generally those toilets are higher off the ground than your home toilets, which mm-hmm. are more in a primitive squatting position. Mm-hmm. Just a little tidbit for you.
Oh my God. So then after you do your business in your cat hole, you wipe that shit up.
Get it.
I'm going to elaborate on the toilet paper. So ideally in every situation, you pack out your toilet paper. Now, if you're really in a position where you can't do that and you need to bury it, just make sure that you check with the area that you're in that the soil is okay with that. Because there's across like the world and the country, like the different soil types can decompose things that others can't. Like where we live, there's a lot of really good bacteria in the soil to break that kind of stuff down very quickly, and it's not usually an issue. And I'm not saying throw your toilet paper just on the ground. I'm saying you're digging it.
That goes in the hole.
It goes in the hole with your poop, and then you cover all of it up. However, it's ideal to pack it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's Leave No Traces about doing the best, like the next best thing you can for the environment. If you can't, like, if for whatever reason, like, you really just can't pack it out, then, like, okay. But just make sure that that's okay with the environment that you're in.
And for anyone who hasn't backpacked before, I promise it's not as weird as it sounds.
It's really not. You can have, like, I know people do, like, water bottles that are specifically for their, like, toiletry trash. So, like, they'll have, like, a Nalgene specifically for that. And they'll keep, like, a Ziploc on the inside just to throw that kind of stuff in. Because that helps with the smell, too. So, like, if you're talking about, like, odors, like, it locks it in.
There are actually some parks and places, at least in the States, where the soil or lack thereof won't even compost your poop. Mm-hmm. So you have to pack out your poop.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, they want you to.
Yeah.
So you bring it into the ranger station, not in, but to the ranger station, and they'll dump it for you.
Yeah. Like, this is why it's really important to look into where you're going, just because you don't know unless you look into it what the requirements and the recommendations are.
Yeah.
So then after that, you cover it up with everything that, all the dirt and the natural materials that you used, that you dug out of the hole. And then hand sanitizer, kids, mm-hmm. because E. coli.
Yeah, and... A long time ago, not that long ago, I told a story about getting sick and mm-hmm. needing to go immediately. Sometimes you don't have time to do a cat hole. Like if it's like old
emergency.
Faithful.
Emergency, yeah.
And like, yeah, I went there. Pants come down and that shit is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Just do your best to try to tidy up the scene. You know, if that's like getting some water and diluting it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's lots more on, you know, how to actually do that, but
yeah, the biggest takeaway really with Leave No Trace is just do the best that you can.
Yeah.
Always do the best that you can. Yeah. Like leave as little waste as possible. And if you have to leave stuff, just make it like this. The secret to pollution is dilution is what I was told. It went in like in terms of like Leave No Trace. So if you're going to have to pollute the earth, you know, make sure that you dilute it so that it leaves as little impact as possible.
Yeah. When you're going outside because you want to enjoy.
Yeah, and you don't want other people to see your shit. Like
you don't want to have a shitty time.
That's dumb. Oh my God.
There will be more.
Oh, yeah. But that's really kind of pooping in a nutshell.
Yeah.
It's not as big of a deal
it's as really I think not.
People think it is.
Just, you know, maybe go outside and practice. Like right after this podcast. Just, you know, find a good spot and just hunker down.
Oh my God.
So besides pooping.
So, ladies. Periods. First of all, it's not as big of a deal as you might think it is. There's also this whole, like, group of people who think that your period products, because they're covered in blood, are going to attract bears. I've never known that to be true, and I'm pretty sure that that's bullshit.
Bears can smell blood and fear.
Now, that doesn't mean it's not a smellable, which you should always pack in your bear hang or your bear bag, just like your toothpaste or your food. But I just wanted to dispel that first of all, because you're not bear bait. Like, you're fine. So there's a couple different options, but it's basically the same stuff you do at home. So there's your tampons, your pads, and you could do like a menstrual cup, which is one of the more, a lot of people prefer that on the trail just because it's reusable. I personally don't recommend pads because chafing and gross. Like, I've used menstrual cups, I've used tampons, and I've used pads. But like I said, pads I think are just kind of gross and chafy, and like the actual material isn't as decomposable as like tampons or reusable as like a menstrual cup. I have used menstrual cups. Not in the backcountry, though. I've never used them in the backcountry, so I couldn't tell you like what's easiest in terms of that. I know people who have, and it works great for them. For me, not a huge fan. It's kind of a pain in the ass, in my opinion.
Hmm.
It's like a longer process to clean up, basically. And like, they give me really bad cramps, so like I can't deal. So no, tampons all day, every day.
I'm so sorry for being a man and not knowing what that's like.
It's a lot, but like, so at least for me, I don't prefer pads because when I'm hiking all day, I don't like that much material down there, ladies. And also, if
it's getting real personal,
worst case scenario, if I couldn't carry that, like you should pack all of this out. But if I couldn't for any reason with a pad, that's a lot more detrimental to the environment than a tampon is. Because if you get like all natural cotton ones, because it's just natural materials. So I personally use tampons just because they're really easy to dispose of, really easy to like after you use them to pack it out, because you do have to pack it out. They're a lot easier to store. And the same thing that you would do with your toilet paper, you can keep it in a Nalgene that's just for, like, stuff like that. If you're worried about the smell, I've read that you can add, like, tea bags or, like, ground coffee to the bag that you're keeping it in, which will kind of dispel that. I've not really ever had a problem because it's Ziploc and...
It's very interesting.
Yeah. That's just something I read online while doing research for this. But, again, importantly, just pack it out. The Diva cup, if you're doing like a menstrual cup like that, what I was reading for the Leave No Trace principles on that is that, when you dump that, you should dump it into like a cat hole or you should pack it out. You can't just like dump it anywhere.
Hmm.
And then keep it in your bear bag or your bear can at night, just because it's a smellable, just like toothpaste or your food or anything like that, and it could attract animals.
Yeah. Cool.
Brushing your teeth.
Because you gotta brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's people who will do their, like, you know, they'll squirt out, like, little bits of toothpaste and let them harden and stuff. You can bring tubes of toothpaste. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. That's, like, a more of a weight savings thing. But the goal is to use as little as possible. Yeah. Enough to get the job done, which is a benefit of doing those little dried out little things. Because, you know, portion control. Mm-hmm. But yeah, try not to use as much as you do at home, maybe, or really when you're at home too.
Honestly, but you should use like less than a dime size amount. Like,
yeah,
a very small amount.
You're going to
like
be spitting it back amount. Out into nature, which what we're talking about. Don't want to put into the earth things that don't belong there.
Right. So there's a specific technique that works really well for dispersing all of that and diluting it. I don't think it has an official name, but I've called it the spray.
The spray.
In all caps. So you brush your teeth with, like we said, as little toothpaste as possible. And then you're going to add water to your mouth and kind of just swish it around. And then you're going to spray it out. So, like, not spit it out, because if you spit it out, it's all going to concentrate into, like, one spot. The spray is kind of like doing a raspberry, like with your lips. And then you want to do that in kind of a V formation, kind of like a sprinkler. And what that does is it just disperses it, so it's not all in one spot, so it's a lot easier to decompose and like, clean up and stuff.
And again, not near a water source.
Right.
You want to do this as far away from a water source as possible. Somewhere out of the way, somewhere that will drain easily back into the soil.
Right.
And not leave just a peppermint, seafoam green splotch on the ground.
Well, yeah, because that could, like, there's a lot of chemicals in toothpaste, so it's even better if you use, like, an all-natural toothpaste for your backpacking needs.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of that, really, like, it'll decompose a lot better and be a lot better for the environment.
Yeah, there's child and baby toothpaste that you can get that are really chemical free and work really well.
Mm-hmm. You can also get, like, I know, like, the Tom's brand is all natural.
Yeah, I think Dr. Bronner's might make a toothpaste.
I'm not sure.
I want to say you can even use their just liquid soap as toothpaste.
I think you can use that for anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say
I don't know if I would totally recommend that or endorse that, but go for it.
I'm pretty sure I know people who've done that.
I just think it's gross is all.
Yeah.
But
you can do it. It can be done.
I mean, sure. Do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. I had another thought and I don't remember what it was.
And then other hygiene things, that's really, I think, all of it. If you wear contacts, like I'm a contact wearer, so I always bring just a little thing of contact solution, which I'll dilute with water if I have to dump. But it's usually, like, if I'm bringing it backpacking, I'll just do, like, a saline solution. So it's really just water and salt.
Yeah. If you're going long distances and you want to bathe, body wipes,
just
pack it out.
Yeah, pack it out. You can use Dr. Bronner's, but not near a water source. It's it's all about just keeping the water clean and keeping the earth as clean as you can.
Yeah, and there's also that no-rinse shampoo, which is, you know, then none of it has to go back.
Just is in your hair.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Deodorant is optional /
you're going to learn real quick that you don't need it.
Because you're going to sweat and smell anyway. So you're like, what's the point? When I'm backpacking, I don't even bring deodorant because it's extra weight and I'm going to smell anyway, so I might as well just embrace
it. Weighs a ton, and your output, for lack of a better term, is going to be way more than you can keep up with.
Yeah, it's just not worth it. So you just don't. If you're really, really stuck on it, then, like, good for you. But you're going to smell right through it, and then it's going to be, like, a weird combo smell of, like, deodorant and BO. So, like... After a while, you just embrace the funk.
Yeah, it's super normal. And everyone outside tends to smell anyway, at least on, like, backpacking
trips. So it's just like you all smell together. Yeah. And you're too busy smelling yourself to smell other people, unless they're really, really smelly.
Or you're right behind someone going mm-hmm. uphill, and they're just, like, sending mm-hmm. off fumes.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Creamy.
What about doing your dishes after cooking? Anything we want to say on that?
So, I've heard a couple different things. If you have, like, food scraps, I know some people who will add water to that and then make tea and drink it all.
That's disgusting.
And I am not, like, I can't stomach that. I know it's, the most leave-no-trace thing you can do.
I guess.
But I cannot. So, if I'm going to do that, again, it's dilution. I'm either going to bury it. So, it's just food scraps. It's natural material.
If it's food stuff. Yeah. If you're using soap,
I usually
or anything,
don't use soap. I usually just use dirt and leaves.
I don't know why that sounded so funny, but yeah.
I put dirt and leaves into the pot, and it really, it's a good really agent well. For scrubbing off all of the residue.
Like an abrasive pad.
Yeah. But that's not really hygiene. That's.
Yeah, no, I got a little bit more just leave no trace, but if you're lumping that all into like soaps and carrying your all in one
mm-hmm.
kind of cleaning supplies,
mm-hmm.
People tend to lump that stuff together, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
At least you'll find a lot of that stuff in the same places and stores.
Because it's all very applicable. Like all of the rules for those things are very applicable to one another. But I think that's all of hygiene.
Yeah, not it's not a ton of info.
No, and I think that's just shows how not big of a deal that it actually is.
Right.
It's really okay. Like
the more no one's expecting that the first time you go that you're gonna be like the spokesperson of Leave No Trace. It's okay. Just, try your best.
The absolute best that you can.
You'll learn more and more every time you go, and people will give you tips.
Yeah. You're always learning. You're always just, again, it's just about doing the best that you can.
Don't be shitty when you're being shitty.
Oh, my God. And with that, we will say goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, like and subscribe. See you next week.
Bye.